Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. First weekend of a brand new month, and it looks like our temperatures will be gorgeous statewide. Here in the valley, we are low to mid-70s under sunny skies. Overnight lows now, upper 40s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 52 degrees.
Join Dean Barber every Saturday at 11 a.m. for America's Wealth Management Show. Learn about tax reduction strategies, estate planning, and other important retirement topics. That's America's Wealth Management Show with host Dean Barber every Saturday at 11 a.m. Tempo Creative builds websites that make money. Is your corporate website proactively adding profit to your bottom line? If you can't specifically and accurately track the revenue generated by your online marketing, then you need a new website. In the fast-paced world of digital design, if your website is more than 2 years old, you are missing money-making aspects of online marketing. If you think your website is just for image and information, then you need a new online marketing partner. Join smart companies who have discovered Tempo Creative's comprehensive strategy of return on investment website marketing. Call 480-659-4100. That's 480-659-4100. Tempo Creative will layer integrated social media, blogging, search engine marketing, and tracking analytics so your website will be a money-making machine and a marketing tool. For an opportunity to learn how Tempo Creative can help your company website make money, call 480-659-4100. That's 480-659-4100. TempoCreative.com.
Hey, it's John Tesh. You're tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m. or online at 1100kfnx.com.
And now, live from the downtown studios of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's time for The Pulse, Arizona's healthcare radio show. Your voice for healthcare issues locally, around the state, and across the nation. Here now, consultant, advocate, and provider of healthcare services in Arizona, Elizabeth Singleton.
Well, good morning. Welcome to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. You're listening to us live on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Today, we're going to be talking about love because this is, of course, is our love month, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. I know. And I have some lovely women in the studios and by phone. Kara Zarnecki.
Hey!
Yay! Yay! Who's with Homes for Single Moms and a part of our advisory board. Every 2 months we have an advisory board meeting, and we love to invite them to come on the show with us. And also Sharon Villa.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Hey,
and
girl.
On our line today is counselor Jane Frindleman.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi. And Jane is suffering from the flu, so thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
The touch of the flu, if there is such a thing.
So we are going to be talking about love. And Kara brought up to me the other day, because I have my own love experiences right now in my life, the five languages of love. And if we all have our own ways of how we express love. And Kara, I just wanted you to share a little bit about what you were telling me about your mom and how, you know, she expressed love to you.
Yeah, well, I heard about this book several years ago. It's called The Five Love Languages. And it's a book that tells us that we all experience and have these five love languages. Mm-hmm. The languages are gifts, quality time, words of affirmation,
touch.
Physical touch, and
acts of service.
Acts of service. Yeah. I always forget that one because that one's not my problem.
That one's mine.
That one's
mine.
That's
yeah. Me.
And
acts of service.
Yeah. Well, and that's funny because when I read this book, it talks about how you show love the way you receive love. So if I'm always buying gifts for people, then that's usually an indication that my love language is gifts. Or if I'm always wanting to spend time with someone, then that's usually an indication that my primary love language is quality time. So there's a test you can take online. You can Google, the five love languages. I believe the author's.
.com.
Yeah, .com. I believe the author's Gary Chapman. And
right.
You can take this little test and you can find out what your primary love language is. We all have all five, and then they're in, you know, different orders for everybody. And so it'll tell you which one's your primary, your secondary, and so on. Well, my very last one is acts of service. And, you know, as I read this book, I started learning that things that I saw other people doing that I didn't realize were them showing that they loved me were actually their love languages that I wasn't recognizing because I didn't have that one. And my mom is a prime example. I mean, it changed all my relationships. It changed my relationship with my, well, now ex-husbands. Maybe it didn't change it that much, but but with my kids.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Okay, we get started on it. It's a work in progress.
To recognize it, right?
It is a work in progress.
So, but the thing I think was the most eye-opening for me was I started realizing that my relationship with my mother was very strained. And I lived out of state at the time, and she would come and visit me, and she would come and start, you know, tinkering around the house and fixing things. And I saw that as kind of an insult, and that, you know, she thought that my house wasn't good enough or, you know, whatever the case may be, that she was fixing it because it wasn't up to her standards. But what I realized when I read this book, that was her showing me that she loved me. And she was doing little things around the house because she wanted to help out. And it changed the way I saw my mother in the way that I received things that she was doing for me. And it really was life changing. And, yeah. You know, another example of that is my aunt lives in California and will send, you know, she'll clean out her closet or whatever, and she'll send my mom a box, you know, and it'll be scarves and purses and shoes and nice quality stuff. And my mom will look at it and go, well, what do I need this for? And my daughter and I were like, ooh, presents, you know? So it's really funny and interesting to see how people receive love in different ways. And when you recognize that somebody is trying to show you love, even if it's not your love language, you at least recognize that they're trying to show you that.
Yeah. Well, I think my love languages are, well, I can't say quality time in a way that some people would think it is, but to me, I think when I have to, because my schedules are so busy, when I give that time, I want it to be appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I want to feel that you understood that I could have picked this choice over the relationship with you right now. And so quality time, I think, would kind of be where I'm at, but I'm an active service person. I believe actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And if I don't say I love you 15 times a day, that's okay because I'm showing to you that I love you. If I call you, I don't really like text. I don't know why people text all this stuff. But, you know, people like some people, that's their love language. So I have to understand. But, you know, for me, I like to communicate that. I want to hear your voice. I want to see your face. You know, that's how I express my emotions. And today is a different age. But
I'm so glad you brought up this book, Kara. This is Jane. Because I have two really big experiences of this book, even though I never read it. My brother in St. Louis, who has five kids and a wife for 17 years now, got this book a long time ago. When he was, I think his fourth kid was not feeling happy, and they were all little, and Jimmy got this book and read this book, and he started using the five love languages on his wife and his kids, and everybody got super happy.
Yeah.
That was one. And the other experience I had of this book was, it popped into my head, even though I've never read this book. I think I love this book, even though I've never read it.
You should read it.
I should read it.
It's on my book list.
I'm going to borrow Kara's copy.
I'll send it to you.
I had this. That'd be great. I had a boyfriend who was a busy guy. He was a busy working doctor, working all the time. And I didn't get to see him that often. And I remember he came over one Saturday, and he was helping me put in this window unit air conditioner. This is my old, old, old place, which only had swamp coolers. And in Arizona, just a swamp cooler in the dead of summer doesn't do that much. So he barely said hello. He started installing it, and it was heavy, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm watching him. And after about a half hour, I said, you know, John, you, like, barely said hello to me. And I guess my love language is like Elizabeth. Maybe it's connecting, quality time. And he looked at me as if I grew a third head, and he said, am doing this for you because I love you. And I was like, okay. Oh, my gosh. And I have a dear, 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 dear friend who just helped me. He took me to the hospital last night. And that friend is an acts of services guy,
if ever
there was one.
Yeah.
Let me chime in, too. This is Sharon. Mm-hmm. I am a parenting coach, and I have a program where I work with parents of preteens and teens.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chapman also has a book about the five love languages for teens.
Oh, yeah.
And so in talking...
I'm definitely going to have to get all these books.
Yeah. In teaching them about how to show their children love in their children's love language is really challenging for parents because, like you said, Kara, we want to show love the way we love to receive love.
Yeah.
But as a parent, you want to learn what your teen or your child's love language is so that, especially in the teen years when they say, you don't understand me. When you show them love in the way that they receive love, they get it very quickly. And my daughter is not the touchy-feely kind of love language recipient. She's the one that wants to hear how well she's doing and how wonderful she is and constant confirmation.
Right.
And I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
And so all through her little years, I would hug her and I'd get this squirming in my
the grimacing face.
Yeah.
I get that too.
And so once I understood that, and we had a family meeting, we had a family meeting so we could all understand each other's love languages. Mm-hmm. Now I ask permission for a hug.
Well, you know what?
God, that's funny. Brilliant.
You know, this is Elizabeth. It's funny because my kids, their love language is that they like all that. They want to be on me. They want to sleep by bed. They want to be all over me. And I think it redeveloped where I was like, they want a hug of me. They don't want to be on me. Oh, I can't do this. And I realized that I was losing a lot of precious moments with them when I was pushing that away. And I, you know, my mom wasn't that way. She wasn't touchy-feely. She was, I love you, and this is what I'm doing, A, B, and C. I work hard, you know, that's it. And she made sure she provided for us. She took care of us. But it was that motions. Oh, is I'm banging on stuff? That's me banging on things. We're going to be going through break soon, so here, anyways, but I learned to accept that. Oh, boy, I love it so much. I love my daughter. Here's my 15-year-old son kissing and hugging on me and mommy, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this feels so great because I won't have it in a few years.
Right.
You know?
Started, or maybe you will. Maybe you will continue to have it.
I hope, because go ahead,
I love that Siobhan, that Elizabeth, you guys are, that when parents look at, what means love to my child? Because I see so many parents in session who are stuck and trapped in that, always directing and controlling and making sure they got good grades and good homework.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is the children are super, super lonely and that you both stop. And that Siobhan, you had a family meeting. I love that.
Yes, yes,
for
we did.
What is your love
We
language?
Are going to have to cut you off, ladies, but we're going to... Let's pick that back up, Jane, after the break. So you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. We'll be back.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150. Your business can make more and spend less when you use By the Numbers sales and marketing software. And to prove it, you can try By the Numbers free for 30 days. Call right now to get started with this simple, user-friendly business-boosting program. And when you fall in love with By the Numbers, don't worry, it doesn't cost thousands of dollars. Try this business-building software free right now. Call 480-652-9212. That's 480-652-9212.
Hey, it's John Tesh, and you're tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m. or online at 1100kfnx.com.
Catch the Dennis Miller Show. We
weekdays 10 till noon on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, everyone. It's Eric Miller, and I'm a real estate nerd. I love this stuff. Join me on Saturday at 2 p.m. for the Radio Open House. There's something for everybody. I'm going to have home professionals and you know, home things, all kinds of homely stuff. Anyway, Saturday, 2 p.m.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
You know, it's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is Dutch Jones. Join me every Monday at 3 p.m. for a no-holds-barred conversation about the serious and the not-so-serious issues of the day. That's Dutch Jones, Mondays at 3 p.m.
Right now, you can receive free samples of a natural pain relief patch at patchdoctor.com. Free pain relief samples, simple to use, no side effects, results in minutes, not days. Scientifically proven, used by athletes and medical professionals worldwide. Receive your free samples of this drug-free natural pain relief by visiting patchdr.com. That's patchdr.com. Click on Contact Us, and we'll send your free samples of this all-natural pain relief patch today. Visit patchdr.com.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Today we are talking about love and relationships, and here comes Valentine's, you know.
Who is doing that? Kara is doing that.
It's a gift.
So we have Sharon Rhea with the whole family in the studios with us today, and also Kara's Zarnecki with Homes for Single Moms, and then Jane Findeman, who is a couples counselor and a whole bunch of other gurus that she has under her title there. But we were talking about, you know, our love languages to our family members and how our kids handle things. But, you know, we're in the love season right now, and it's for adults. Okay, let's just be real for
some of us are.
Oh, yeah. You know, so
hopefully.
Funny. I was at the Open yesterday, and someone goes, oh, he was asking a friend of mine if she was single, and she said, yeah. Oh, goes, everybody in here is single today. So, that's funny. But... You know, the way that we express love, and I'm recently out of a relationship, and so in that relationship there was a lot of blaming of the other party. And
as there usually is.
A lot of it, and just insecurities within the relationship, and when you have a lot of insecurities and baggage that you put on, and I keep reading people saying, help me unpack baggage. Please let me know, especially Jane, if I'm wrong. When someone says that if I'm entering a relationship with you, I come with pack baggage and you need to help me unpack.
No.
Where does that
sound
come
very
from?
Fun?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, everybody's going to have a little bit of baggage, and love is an interesting thing. Love shines a light on anything that will block it, anything that is not love. And I particularly love Plato's four types of love, agape, philia, pia, and eros. And I tell couples, for a beloved relationship to work, you really need all four. Of course, agape is unconditional love, or the love of God, loving your enemies. It's for all people, and it's the most inclusive. Mm-hmm. It's not exclusive whatsoever. One step down is philia, which is friendship love. In fact, Philadelphia was named after philia love. Mm. Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love. And friendship love is a little bit more exclusive, like you may not want to be friends with a heroin addict or a pedophile.
Right.
Yeah. And so there's some exclusions and there's some conditions. And then more conditional and more exclusive is pia love, which is parent-child love. And there's even fewer people that you think of as your parent or your child. And it's more conditional, like you are not going to get that tattoo there, and you're not going to get that pierced, and you're not going to spend your money on that, and you're not going to, mom, dad, you're not going to marry that, 19-year-old bimbo and wander with my inheritance.
Oh, my God, you're describing my life.
And then there is the most exclusive and the most conditional love, and that's eros love, the erotic love. And Eros love is usually reserved for one person, and there's usually trouble when it's not for just one person to the exclusion of all other people.
Yeah.
And it's the most conditional, like that person needs to be a particular sex, or maybe a particular religion, or maybe a particular color, or maybe a particular ideology, philosophy. So we go down. So if we have Eros love, which has its roots in lust and possession, it's the that binds us to that person.
Yeah.
Most Eros love is really lust, and most lust is really addiction. So if we don't have philia, agape, and pia, you know, parent-child nurturing, healing love, which helps people unpack their baggage and heal that, philia, which is friendship love in that Eros love, and agape, which is unconditional love, usually that Eros love will deteriorate and implode or explode.
Well, this is Sharon. I also, in my practice, work with parents who are moving through divorce. And I, too, have gone through a divorce. It took about 6 years. And I named my company very specifically The Whole, that's W-H-O-L-E, family, because I feel after a divorce, it's important for you to become as whole as you can within yourself, recognizing what you brought to this relationship that didn't work, that you want to not bring to the next relationship so it has a chance to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you spend a lot of time trying to get to know yourself.
Well, I'm like, when I read that, I'm unpacking your baggage. I don't want to unpack your baggage. I know you're going to come with problems and issues, past histories, and I'm not here to judge you. I will, like, if you're telling me some of your past history, I'm going to think to myself, is this a pattern of behaviors, even like cheating or a habitual liar? You know, those type of behaviors. I don't know if I want to be with someone who has that, you know, ongoing past. If you, that was a discussion we've had, you know, recently. If we would want to be with someone who's cheated, but I know that's your past. But if it's a habitual behavior, I that's something that I would not want to be with. But if you come with baggage, I don't see it as baggage. I hate even using that word because I think you just come with your history. You come with what you've learned or you didn't learn. And if you learned how to be in a relationship and love and learn to love someone and not just love someone, how to give and receive love in a healthy manner, you may have, hey, I was hurt there. I've decided that I don't always just take the negative from it. If I was hurt in a relationship, I look at what I did and didn't do and what I could have done or what I've learned from that person's behavior if I can recognize it and other, but I'm not sitting up saying, oh my God, I will never be with someone like this, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because I have to look in the mirror and I'm not a perfect person.
But you know, I think Elizabeth, that unpack your baggage is a great visual for people. Because you need to take responsibility for your own happiness and not blame it or place that responsibility or give your power away to someone else.
Yeah.
So if you have this piece of luggage that has your issues inside and you want someone to help you unpack, they can unlock the lock. They can maybe open the cover. But everything that's inside, that's your job to deal with.
My favorite. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's Jane. Someone, Elizabeth, you're saying somebody wrote, I will help you unpack your baggage? Because that sounds like that person is a rescuer.
No, what was stated was, so someone on our Facebook had put, you know, what is that saying about unpack your baggage? You shouldn't judge someone for the baggage they have. You should be helping them unpack it, you know, when you get in a relationship. And then the comments under there was like, yeah, you should be supportive and, you know, you should help someone live through their past and all this other mess that I don't believe in.
There's very, listen, I'm for it and I'm not for it because I think there's very specific, healthy way. There are healthy ways to help somebody heal their past. Where you don't become a rescuer and you don't get sucked in, like, for instance, tantric sex.
Yes.
When you're practicing tantric sex, in fact, I have a workshop coming up, a tantric sex workshop coming up in the next month or so. I haven't set the date yet, but you guys should Facebook me or email me or whatever, and I'll let you know when the date is. But in tantric sex, you create a healing space. You provide a healing ceremony for that person without getting sucked into rescuing them, and they're able to heal their past so that it doesn't plague the present. Or determine the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My favorite baggage quote is, we all have baggage. Just don't leave yours in the middle of the floor for me to trip over.
Well, you know, I want us to have matching baggage.
You know, there is a healing process, and what I'm seeing a lot lately is that people are going into relationships expecting something that the other person can't give them, meaning that they have unrealistic expectations of what this relationship should give them. So since I didn't have love in my other relationship, I demand it in this relationship. Since I didn't take care of myself in the other relationship, I demand that you take care of me. You need to make me feel good. You need to complete me. It's you. And if you're not giving that to me, then I don't feel that this is a successful relationship. And I believe that's unrealistic expectations to put on someone, expecting them to make you happy. Instead of complimenting your life, enjoying your life together, you want them to create a happy, where I call it the fantasy zone, that is not realistic. And it puts so much pressure on that person to try to have a perfect relationship. They feel they're tiptoeing through this relationship. Mm-hmm. They're on eggplants, and they're not enjoying it one bit.
Absolutely. They're eggplants. You mean eggshells, right?
Yeah, eggshells.
I'm on a vegan diet, gosh.
But you know, that's...
You're right. But, Elizabeth, people automatically, their automatic unconscious behavior is to try to get unmet childhood needs met through their beloved relationship. Mm-hmm. And so that stuff does have to be brought up and talked about and healed so that it does not plague the relationship. You're absolutely right.
And we need to look at the culture of our country, too, because it's a whole dynamic of it's not my fault. Who can I blame? Who can I put this burden on?
And we're not taking responsibility
anymore. I didn't
inhale. Well, ladies, we're going to go into a break. You're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100 AM. We'll be back after the break. Talk to you in a few.
Bye.
Ingram Mornings, Dennis Miller, Mike Huckabee Middays, Herman Cain Afternoons, Michael Savage Nights on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome at the White House. A strong earthquake has hit Japan's northern island of Hokkaido. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the quake's magnitude at 6.9. Japan is reporting 6.4. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or damage. It's day five of an Alabama police standoff with a man suspected of killing a school bus driver and holding a five-year-old boy hostage in an underground bunker on his property. NBC News correspondent Gabe Gutierrez reports.
Police have been talking with the suspect through a ventilation pipe and have been able to drop medicine and coloring books for the child, but it's unclear how often they're communicating with him.
Twitter has been hit by a cyber attack. The social media giant is acknowledging that hackers may have gained access to information on 250,000 of its more than 20 million active users. The company says it has reset stolen passwords and sent emails advising affected users. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. First weekend of a brand new month, and it looks like our temperatures will be gorgeous statewide. Here in the valley, we are low to mid-70s under sunny skies. Overnight night lows now, upper 40s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 57 degrees.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
Evolution or creation? Did Charles Darwin leave us with a legacy, or did he devote his life to a fantasy? Did God form man from the dust of the earth, or did we evolve from lower life forms? That burning question is the topic for discussion on Exploring God's Creation, Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Fountain Air in Mesa is your premier source for heating or air conditioning. Whether it's a new installation or routine service, residential or commercial, they have over 25 years of experience and repair all makes and models. Have your air conditioner, furnace, or heat pump serviced to get ready for those holiday gatherings. And to keep more of your hard-earned holiday shopping dollars, Fountain Air will take $20 off their already low service call when you mention KFNX. Call now, 480-984-7300. That's 480-984-7300, or visit them online at fountainair.com.
The January-February issue of Arizona Sports and Lifestyle magazine is on newsstands and online. You'll find a colorful feature on the PGA's biggest and baddest golf tournament, the Waste Management Phoenix Open, as well as stories on ASU freshman sensation Jahi Carson, Mastro's Steakhouse, the best ski resorts, and the amazing 2013 Hyundai Equus. AZ Sal covers it all, from sports and travel to music and dining. Online at azsal.com and in print. Arizona Sports and Lifestyle magazine, covering the game of life.
Willinchek & Bartness, recently named Arizona's top real estate law firm, provides the quality business litigation and mediation services that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Dennis Willinchek was voted Best Trial Attorney by Arizona Foothills Magazine 2013 and named one of Arizona's top-rated lawyers for professional yet very personal legal representation. Call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Listen to All Things Firearms, Kate Krueger's Talking Guns, at noon every Sunday, right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. Today we're talking about love, and of course, again, this is February, the love month. We all love children. Anyway, so we have some great people in the studio with us today. Sharon Rhea with the whole family, and Kara Zarnacki from Single
Homes for Single Moms.
See, because I caught myself when I said that. And Jane Pendleman with, she's a counselor, couples counselor. So, and she will be joining us quite a bit this season. So,
I'm so excited.
I am too. As we look, you know, as we were talking about baggage, let's talk about a little bit of the positive side of relationships that and communicating with each other, how we can effectively communicate, especially like towards Valentine's, because people put a lot of perceptions on Valentine's, a lot of standstill. Hey, you didn't buy me the diamond ring I wanted.
That goes back to love languages, though.
Well, it goes, and that's a part of the gift giving part. But, you know, if my mate did not bring me a gift on Valentine's Day, if he bought me himself, I think I see it differently. Like how we, if it's the value of time or is the value of objects that we get ourselves into when we focus on these holidays. You know, I'm supposed to get ABC because my neighbor got all this stuff and she got a brand new car and she got a holiday trip to, you know, the romance lounge or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's, I think that we, you know, when we especially go into these type of holidays being single, you know, how we reflect on if we are successful in our life by being single. I don't consider having a relationship and not having a relationship saying that you're non-successful.
Amen.
But I think that, you know, I think that it, this year for myself, you know, coming into going to be single on the holiday, which I don't consider so much, I consider it a love holiday for everyone. So mm-hmm. I can go out and do something for someone uh-huh. else instead of, you know, expecting something from someone.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that because when people get sad on Valentine's Day, is when they're focused on themselves and what they don't have. And I love that you just said, and same goes for holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. My whole family's in St. Louis, so when I'm feeling alone on a holiday, one of the easiest ways I know to get myself out of that lonely pit is to go do something, you know, serve on a soup line or go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky because I have good girlfriends. I have friends like you, Elizabeth, and, you know, we'll get together. I love going out with my girls mm-hmm. as much as I would love going out with a guy.
But, you know, I think it's also, for me, I've been on that Valentine's Day single for 6 years so far and counting.
Yay.
And, you know, it is a holiday that can get very, very depressing for people if, like you said, they're focused only on themselves and they're focused on the lack within themselves. I think, mm-hmm. you know, we too often don't spend enough time being grateful for what we do have mm-hmm. and seeing what people can bring to us that's joyful for them and receive it in a way of love. If it's not the ring or the box of chocolate, but maybe they called you or maybe they thought about you, hello, on February 13th instead of February 14th.
I mean, there's plenty of days that we can, you know, show love. So
well, and I think that, I mean, I see Valentine's Day as the marketing propaganda. I mean, I really do. I think it's commercialized. I think everybody has this idea that it has to be chocolate and roses yeah. and wine with a significant other. And I think there are so many people, whether you're single or not, out of a dating relationship or you're married or whatever the case may be in your romantic relationship, we're surrounded by people we love on a daily basis, our parents, our mm-hmm. kids, our neighbors, our friends who have – our friends, love you – our friends who have given into our lives. I mean, I use the phrase mm-hmm. friends that are chosen family. Mm-hmm. And there's so many in our lives that we're around all the time. And, you know, I started a single parenting group and I decided a couple weeks ago, you know, my kids are older. They can choose where they want to go on Valentine's Day. I want to spend Valentine's Day with them because I love them to death. Mm-hmm. So I created this event where all the single parents are going to go out with their kids on Valentine's Day. And it's like, these are our real Valentines. You know, mm-hmm. our kids are with us, whether it's a boyfriend this year or a different one next year or whatever. I mean, hopefully it evolves into a significant relationship. But in the meantime, I love my kids yeah. and I want to show them that I love them. So I think that there's people around us all the time that we love and we can show love to on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so Elizabeth, I have a cure for those expectations.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've been there. I've been that woman who, I can't believe that dude didn't do anything. That actually, I had a dude, I write about this dude in my parenting book, Raising Humane Beings. He said, I'm not going to do anything for Valentine's Day. I think it's ridiculous, and it's a Hallmark man-made holiday. I'm not doing it. And then what do you think he did when Mother's Day rolled around? Of course, flowers, chocolate, lunch, you know, she grabbed her a special dinner, got her a present, whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but what I realized was the need was within me. You know, it really upset me that he wasn't willing to do anything for me on Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. but he did for his mom. So what I realized, because I had already, you know, started on the journey toward self-discovery was, he was reflecting, you know, the external world is a manifestation of my internal landscape. So the people around me are going to reflect, the world will give you however much love you think you deserve. And I was mm-hmm. not giving to myself. And so after that dude, I started giving my own self flowers mm-hmm. and yeah. a gift every now and then, a found or a made or a bought gift. And the more I gave to myself and demonstrated love to myself, the very, very next guy I dated, he had a backyard full of roses, rose bushes all around his pool, and he lived near. He went past my house on his way to work every day, and this is the doctor guy who was actually a really super nice guy. And pretty much, you know, two or three times a week, I would wake up in the morning, open up my front drapes, and there would be a bunch of roses on my front porch that he left on his way to work. Mm-hmm. So after you start giving to yourself whatever you need, the world can agree and start giving to you, too.
Absolutely, I agree with that. 100%.
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that because, you know, I remember I decided having the type of schedule I had before, you know, before I was, I don't want to say I was started really dating, but I would go and take myself out to dinner once a week. And mm-hmm. that experience really taught me a lot because I would hear people saying, oh, she got stood up. Why would a woman be eaten by her freaking self? You know, no, but she got stood up or, you know, are you okay? You know, and I wasn't sad. I was actually happy. I started going to the gym and working out on myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in health for myself and long term, but I wanted to treat myself nice. I wanted the same rewards that, or something I would expect from someone else. And, you know, we have some form of expectations and you should, because if you don't have any standards, then someone will walk all over you.
Right.
But, you know, I really appreciated that time with myself and I, you know, not we don't talk to ourselves because sometimes we think, you know, people will see us differently. But I talk to myself now. I talk to myself then, and I have to constantly say what my value and what my worth is, because I don't want anyone to come along and tell me what my value and my worth is. I need to know. And I teach that to my daughter. I tell her every single day, you are beautiful, you are kind, you're important. Just off of that show, The Help, because I used to have other words, but I took those words and I instilled that to her. I comb her hair and I tell her you are of a value and you are intelligent. And I don't want some screw off coming along and telling her those things. And then she's never heard that or appreciated, especially she's just, you know, hearing from a mom, but hearing it from a man now.
Oh my God, that's so right. That's right, Siobhan, isn't that so right?
Yes, totally. I'm with you. I'm on your page.
Oh my God.
So I definitely instill those values of worth in her that she will grow up and she won't say, I've never heard this. And some loser comes along and says all those beautiful things to her. Now
she's starving for it.
She's starving for it. And so she's accepting this piece of trash because he is offering that to her.
And I think too, I have a friend who is in Maryland. I'm just giving you a shout out, dude, who came to visit me, and I'm the mom of two daughters. They're 15 and 21. And he said, Sharon, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take you out with your daughters. He old fashioned paid for all of us. He said, you are single mom. I want your daughters to see how you should be treated by a man. And I appreciated that so much.
You know, I have to talk about my kids for a second. My son is 17 and my daughter is 19. And my son just got his driver's license last week. And, you know, he's almost 17. So he's been driving for a while. He just hadn't had his license yet. And there was a movie that he and I saw that my daughter wanted to see. So last night I gave him money. He drove his sister to the movies and I said, you will open the doors for her. You will pay for her. I mean, even though I gave him money, I said, you'll pay for her. You'll show her. First of all, it's practice for you and how you should treat a date or a woman that you're with. And it's practice for her. So she sees how she is supposed to be treated. And he did that. And he opened her car door and they drove her car. And so I gave him extra money and I said, you'll stop and you'll get gas on the way home. You'll fill up her car with gas. And it was amazing. She came home just beaming and he was so proud. And he gave me my four quarters change from the money I gave him. And it was the cutest thing.
I love it. We're going to be going to the break, ladies. We'll be back. You're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, vets in rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDsForVets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, Vets.org.
Air quality specialists. Cleaning air ducts for the greater Phoenix area since 1976. We offer fair pricing and excellent customer service. Whether you need cleaning, inspection, or testing, Air Quality Specialists is your best choice for providing solutions to your problems at prices you'll like. Call for a free consultation and estimate. 623-930-9391. That's 623-930-9391. Or visit us online at airqualityspecialistsaz.com.
And now, an important message from Kevin Trudeau.
Money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 480-626-3700. 480-626-3700. That's 480-626-3700 for your free CD. Call now, 480-626-3700.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. We have Sharon Rhea from the whole family, Kara Zarnicki from Homes for Single Moms, and Jane Felderman, who is a couple counselor. And we are talking about relationships, even though, you know, I think we've been all over the place in the camp.
Brian, I have a question for you ladies. Important question.
Yeah.
I love what Kara was saying about her son taking the daughter and showing her, you know, here's how a man is chivalrous. Mm-hmm. And in our day and age, and I grew up a liberated woman, and I still consider myself independent and liberated, but I love chivalry, and I think mm-hmm. chivalry and chauvinism is two very different things. Mm-hmm. It's a different energy. I think in chauvinism, there is a domination and a looking down upon women. And I think in chivalry, there's a real mutual respect and honoring of the masculine, feminine powers.
I agree.
I also wanted to just bring out the question for all of us. We talk a lot about giving love, but how do we receive love from people?
That's a good,
you know,
it's
really, really challenging, especially for moms and people that are very much a giver type mm-hmm. of person, to actually sit, as Kara was talking mm-hmm. on the break, and relax, slow down, and allow mm-hmm. someone to show you love.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of women, it's a control issue mm-hmm. because you're so used to giving, and the moms make the mistake. You see, women do this all the time. I'm sorry for picking on women, mm-hmm. but women make the mistake of putting others first.
Right.
And when a woman doesn't learn how to be self-full, allowing herself to be put first, she's uncomfortable with that, and she doesn't allow it, and she gets angry about it, and she starts demanding what she wants, and demanding it actually pushes it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the way you say self-full instead of selfish, because I think so many times we're conditioned to think that if we ask for something for ourselves, it's selfish, and mm-hmm. that's so not
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone want to look. Everyone, you know, we all would like to look at ourselves as we are like the perfect person for why couldn't we be in a relationship, because we have so much to offer. But I think when we look at ourselves and we love ourselves, as we were talking before, when we say that these are the quality of life that we would like to see in a relationship, not this is what I want in a relationship, because then we come with a demand list and an order list that we can never fulfill ourselves. And again, it's not realistic. But I find it the type of men that are, there's a lot of good men are out there, but there's a lot of broken hearts and broken relationship bonds that just comes with all of this. I don't know how you say it.
All baggage. Of this,
I know, I don't want to say baggage again, but you know, that comes with all of this. And how do we read, what is a good, healthy relationship? What does that consist of, that, you know, mold look like, you know, just in a general aspect?
I think for me, I just want to jump in quick and take a short time, but I think for me, it starts with a healthy relationship with yourself. Because
Amen.
When you have a healthy relationship with yourself, there are a lot less holes to fill by somebody else who isn't really equipped to fully fill them.
Yeah.
So they never really get filled. And when you take care of yourself, you love yourself, which is not selfish,
mm-hmm.
in balance, not too much and not too little.
Well, you don't want to be a narcissist.
Exactly. Yeah. But then you allow someone to walk with you, not in front of you, mm-hmm. not behind you, not fill you so you're shadowed, but walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
perfect.
Well, I was just going to say, so many times people go into relationships and they're not whole themselves. Yeah. And
they're looking for someone to complete them.
They are. They're broken and they're worn down and they're hurt and they're looking for somebody else to heal those hurts and to fill those gaps and those needs when that's impossible for any human being to do. I mean, it really is. It starts with taking some time. I remember when I separated, I went on a bunch of first dates and, you know, it was just a mess. And I had a friend say, I think you need to take a couple years off of dating.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you need to be alone for a few years. And I mean, I thought, what
That's
the heck are you talking about?
Be
alone? But the times that I've, over the years where I've had relationships that have failed and I've had these experiences, I've learned and I've grown from them, and I see now what a difference that made. And I know then that I was not equipped to go from one broken relationship into another. And I was going from dysfunction to dysfunction to dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's no chance of success when you do that.
And that is why it's so important to learn to love yourself, because people are so frightened of being lonely or alone. And I have two answers to this question. My first answer to your question is, be the beloved that you are seeking. When I become that which I am seeking, all I need to do is create a space, and he will come into that space.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't come, I'll be happy in the meantime.
Right. Exactly.
And the other answer is, we don't know exactly what makes a great relationship specifically. Oh, he has to be brunette. He has to be blonde. He has to have green eyes. No. We have to think about, what's my top five most important relationship needs? And you sit down and you figure out, well, I would like from a beloved relationship, my top five are fun, that's my number one, romance and sex, those are both number two, honesty, trust, generosity. These are some of the people, you know, top five for people.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit down, you figure out what your top five are, and then you throw it out to the universe. And when you're loving yourself, you're practicing healthy boundaries. And when you know what your top five most important needs are, you know what won't work because, well, you don't have my top five, so I'm going to bless you and love you from a distance. So know your top five and be the beloved. Be what you're looking for.
Well, I'm going to just, because we don't have a lot of time, but I probably should have brought this up a little bit earlier. But in what I just, you know, recently experienced, I found myself compromising more than I would have before in the past, because I felt that this person was the relationship that I needed in my life or wanted in my life. I don't believe that a person completes you. I believe they complement your life. You come together and you complement with each other.
Right.
I don't ever want to complete someone that way in their mind. I think that completion is that I've got everything now. I'm whole, and you're the person that made me whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I question myself, because I allowed it to go on so long, to listen to someone tell me that I didn't love them, and I had to tell them that constantly, and to listen to someone say that I wasn't putting them first, or, you know, all the time. And it got to me, you know, to where I start doubting myself. Like, if I'm a mean person, am I not doing these things? And to the point where I was actually kind of keeping a schedule to see, you know, was I spending time with my family? Was I spending time with that person? And I realized that there was something on me, inside of me, that felt, you know, I was listening to people say that you're usually cold and, you know, when you come to a relationship, I'm very firm. I'd rather just be by myself than be in a relationship that I'm not happy in.
Mm-hmm.
But when in this relationship, I gave into this, listening to all these people say these things. And I wanted to say, no, this is, I can be different in here, but I allowed that. And I almost felt like it was physical, not physical, but emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you spend time with yourself and really honestly look at you, you come away from your head and you start living more in your heart.
Yeah.
Because loving yourself that way allows us to move back into our childlike joy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at children, they are just so free to run from here, there, everywhere, following their hearts. When we grow up as adults, we start living more from our head.
Oh, and that is it.
And that is it. And then that keeps you stuck. that keeps you stuck and unwilling or unable to flow with the beauty of your life and move from, like you just said, Jane, I love you from afar. You're not right. We are not going to be right for each other. Yeah.
But that is exactly, I mean, if the bottom line for me, if the last thing I say for the show is this, you hit the nail on the head, Elizabeth. A good relationship, I heard this in some study, they interviewed all these couples that had been together for many, many years, happily, happily together, not just existing. And they had many, many different answers, but the one answer that they all, this 100 couples that they interviewed, the one answer that was in common with every single person that they interviewed was, I'm with this person because of how I feel about myself when I'm with them. Not because of how I feel about them, not because of how they feel about me, but how I feel about myself. So does this person that you're with in this relationship, do you feel like you're the best version of yourself because this person's in your life? Or do you start going into self-doubt, hating yourself?
Yeah.
That's a good baseline.
And feeling ugly about yourself. So, you know, that's a process that I have to now step back and look at myself. I have to re-cleanse myself and bring that love level for myself back up, that I respect who I am and that I know that in that relationship I showed love, I showed respect, but I also, I compromised who I was because of feeling love and wanting to give that. But now I'm back on, I have to self-love me, and not that I would never want something else like that to happen to the me in relationship again, but that I've learned from it. And that what I've learned is to appreciate who I am and never devalue myself because of someone else's own insecurities in life.
Good for you.
So we are going to get going off the show. Get going. That doesn't even make sense. But I had a wonderful day today with you ladies. Thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Jennifer, for all the work you do on the show. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Bless you. Enjoy yourself and get out there and love someone.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX. Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations.